Welcome to day two of your Calm Aware progression. I would right away like to take you through an instance of calmness so that how it improves on relaxing is crystal clear. To highlight the distinction, I would like you to consider the following daunting situation. Imagine you have been diagnosed with a brain tumor, which, if you find unsettling, can be someone else while you observe. So, settle back and rest, which will help you imagine the scene, whereas relax, I doubt you will. It's quite safe to think about this, which will not tempt fate and make it happen. There's a bright side. The news isn't all bad. The lesion is removable, but will be difficult. So, there you are, or someone else, on the operating table, head shorn, and towel draped, your surgeon standing over you, scalpel in hand, about to begin. Just how would you have him or her? Relaxed or calm? The best answer I've had is a literal one, that relaxation hardly cuts it, and is a no-brainer. Instead, you would want the person altogether alert and wholly focused, which characterizes being calm but not necessarily relaxed. Being able to be at rest at that moment and aware of it would confirm being calmly poised and optimally ready for the task in hand. In the moments awaiting a signal from the anesthesiologist that your condition was stable and the procedure could begin, exactly that would happen. Now, you may never be faced with such severe demands. But there are others where your competence will determine the quality and course of your life and will make a difference to the lives of others. Equally, you should hold the key to being at your best and know why the ability to rest conforms with calmness, together with how being calmly at rest is established, confirmed, and maintained. All of which will come together as you experience the actual effects of taking time out each day during the course of establishing that as a daily habit. Relaxation is fine in its place, but is something you enjoy by doing nothing in particular and is therefore too vague to be an objective. Whereas resting, when you intend it, is definitely doing something that can be precisely confirmed. Of course, relax all you like while you get the gist of these steps, and the practical distinction will become clear. But in no way bother to work at it. Think again for a moment of the surgeon, utterly focused, and therefore not relaxed, but able to be momentarily at rest, fully calm and collected, and therefore maximally in the best space possible. In adopting a calm, aware, resting practice, you will be duplicating the same preparedness for meeting your day. An important timing consequence follows. As the aim is to be alertly focused, completing your calm aware practice first thing would make sense as you are setting up to live your life that way. If to begin with, you cannot manage to schedule your calm practice early on certain days, fix on the next available slot. You will want to adjust this later, but better yet, start out as you intend to finish. The essential 7 minutes you are devoting to affirming calmness has run. Feel free, and this always applies, to move on by first settling back into your chair, shifting a time or two to reposition as often as you like, stretching some even, all of which enhances the comfort of resting and endorses that you have heard the 7 minutes out as you intend. When you are good and ready and choose, carry on with your day and enjoy. We continue tomorrow.